Good morning and welcome to Emmett Audio. My apologies for not doing an episode in a while. I've been solo parenting this last April vacation week. My wife took her mom to Costa Rica. And I was just, it led to a very different sort of flow of life. And interestingly, you know, one of the first things to get kicked off the table when life has a lot more in it is the bandwidth to do the podcast. So I'm happy to be back doing it. I'm walking back from school and I have my brother's dog with me. So that's another layer of trickiness that I'm dealing with at the moment. Although Jake is a very good boy, but he doesn't know the rules about walking on leash around me. I spent April vacation week, part of it, renovating my studio uphill from my workshop. And I renovated it into a sleeping porch. And part of why I renovated it is because it wasn't clear what purpose the space was serving anymore. I originally built it when I thought that the direction I wanted to take my career would require me to have more storage space. And I also built the space so it was to store sort of larger sculptural pieces. And I also wanted it to be something where I could easily take photographs of my work. So I designed it with these big 4x8 foot Luon doors that could open up. So you could open up one long side and you could also open up one of the narrow sides and take photos from a distance away. And then I didn't want my career to move in that direction, and I was using it as a painting studio for one summer. And then last summer, it kind of was just languishing. But the most promising thing we used it for was as extra sleeping areas for when we have lots of people in the house. And my wife and I slept there one night when we had so many people in the house that we gave our bed to my brother and his wife. And we went and slept up there, and it was magical. It was so lovely. It's so beautiful up on the hillside, and you wake up to the birds, and it's like sleeping in a tent, except a little more civilized. So I thought, what if I made it into a sleeping porch? Now, I've always loved the idea of having like a screened-in sleeping porch where you can be sort of a little more out in the open sleeping on summer nights. But we don't really have a spot at our home to ever build a sleeping porch unless we do some sort of renovation off the back of our house, which, you know, that's like $60,000 at least to do that, and I'm not sure why we would except to have a sleeping porch. And so I thought, well, what if we turned my studio into a sleeping porch, and then I get to have a sleeping porch and this studio, so it gets a facelift. Because the other thing that had happened was the Luon doors that opened up were not aging particularly gracefully. I tried repainting them, but they just, because of the way that they were, the whole structure was built, there was too much water infiltration into them. The Luon was starting to disintegrate and mold. And I thought, okay, we got to do something. So I figured out how I could turn the space into a delightful sleeping porch. And I'm really happy with how it turned out. And part of why I'm happy about it is not just because now I have this cool thing, but because also I took this degrading infrastructure and put effort into it to make it lovely again. And this gets to the point of this episode, which is the broken window phenomenon. So there was a theory of, well, there was a theory back 100 years ago to, well, really into the 90s, this idea of the broken window. It's like, if a building in a neighborhood has a broken window, then it will attract more broken windows because people will see it as a sign that it's okay to break a window, so they'll throw rocks and break more windows, and it becomes hard for people to have pride in their surroundings because their surroundings are degrading so much that it sort of feels like, ugh, it's such a big lift to get it to a point where you feel pride in your things and you take care of them again, that it's things get worse and worse and worse and worse. And the idea with the broken window is, if you fix that broken window, if you stop that process at the beginning, the earlier you stop it, the earlier you deal with a problem when it's small, it prevents that process of disintegration, of degradation, of demoralization. And you support people having pride in their environment and taking care of things and keeping them maintained. And here was this structure that was right there in my face when I went to work every day that was disintegrating, that was falling apart. And by putting this effort in, it was a couple days of solid effort. And but it just feels completely different now, right? Now, I even repainted the entire exterior once everything was redone. And now it feels like something that I'm tremendously proud of again. And so it's gotten me reflecting on the broken window phenomenon, because here it is playing out in my own life. Come on, Jake. And I think this broken window phenomenon applies to many things in our lives, right? If you have some ailment and you deal with it, and you deal with the ailment, and you put in the work to make it better, well, then your body is healthy and you're able to continue to put in work to make it better, to stay healthy, and it's not a big lift. But if you let things sort of fester and go, it becomes a much bigger problem down the road, not least of which because you now have a track record of, I'm not doing that, or I can't afford to do that, or I don't have time to do that, or, you know, I don't understand, I haven't gone through the journey of learning what to do, right? You have a cavity and you don't have it filled. Well, then soon the tooth is rotten and you need a root canal, and then you have a root canal, and then you have bad bacteria under your root canal, and that leads to problems all over your body, because guess what? Your teeth are intimately connected to the rest of your body by the nervous system. And so you end up with a much bigger problem because you didn't deal with the original problem. And, you know, you could say that the original problem wasn't even the cavity. It was like, are you brushing your teeth? Are you getting your teeth cleaned regularly, you know? And so these small problems that, so it's currently fashionable to say that the broken window phenomenon isn't true. That, like, the studies have been done to refute the fact that this is how it works and it's not how it works, and it's, you know, insulting to people who live in neighborhoods like that to assert that that's why their neighborhoods are like that. Surely there must be larger systemic causes at play. And sure, I'm not denying that, and I don't really want to get into an argument about whether that's the case or not. Just what I'm saying is, in my own life, I can see how the broken window phenomenon is true and valuable and important to think about, because it plays out in our lives in all sorts of ways. Right? If you have I'm sort of in the process of overhauling all of the infrastructure in our house. You know, I've been rebuilding sheds all spring, and I'll be fixing our side porch later on this summer. And, you know, it's sort of like I'm in this zone of dealing with the piles of stuff that have piled up over years that you kind of don't see anymore, because now you're living on the surface of those piles. You don't even see into the heart of those piles anymore. And you're not thinking about what your life could be if you just dealt with them, because it feels like such a big lift to deal with them. Well, now I'm dealing with them as a process of creating this courtyard behind the house. It sort of had created this cascade of like, okay, you got to deal with that woodshed that's starting to lean and the bottoms of the posts are rotted, and you got to deal with this tarp barn shed that has you built 8 years ago that is no longer serving its proper function. What could you build instead that's actually serving the function? And in the process, I'm one by one cleaning up these broken windows, which in my instance are, you know, the pile of broken pallets that you put on the edge of the woods that you thought, maybe I'll use them again. But you aren't, and you should bring them to the dump. Or you should burn them, or whatever it is you're going to do, but don't just leave them there. And I think, you know, whatever way the broken window idea has fallen out of favor is very much in favor with me, because I see it in practice in my daily life. And the interesting thing is, when you put in the time to turn something that was degrading into something that you're proud of, that has ripple effects that spread outward through your life, and you become excited to do that with something else, and excited to do that with something else. And it changes how you think about who you are and what your life could be. And it doesn't have to be a huge thing that you do, especially at the beginning. In fact, it's probably better if you start with something small. And don't even tell yourself that you're eventually going to get to the really big problems in your life. Just if you see something small that you could make better, do that thing. And I think you'll find that there's a lot of cascading effects that happen from that. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.